Good evening, everyone. We're here on the shores of Atlantic Beach tonight, and we are enjoying a spectacular display in the sky of heat lightning and thunder, which you're probably hearing as well. Our chief forecaster is actually out of the locale, so I don't know if he's able to really track this from his Vermont location or not, but we are probably about to experience yet another thunderstorm for the day. We came down for a dusk walk on the beach and a quick look at the sea turtle nest to see if anything is hatched. I'm here with my visitor from Southern California, Mary Catherine Schmina. Hello, Mary Catherine.
Hello, Jeannie. It's great to be with you again tonight.
I'm so glad you're here. Mary Catherine, tonight, though, as you and I both know, we're being bombarded by some kind of bug. I don't know what that could be. I'm guessing that our chief forecaster, Nick Lully, would probably be able to address that issue as well. But I did want to tell our listeners something about the trade winds that I learned from Nick. Trade winds are actually emanate from Africa and are the prevailing winds that carry the weather patterns and storms that form over Africa up through the eastern coast. So the answer that you had last night, no, what you're feeling is not trade winds, Mary Catherine. They are sea breezes.
It's good to clear that up.
Mary Catherine, you were commenting last night also about how loud it is here and how, and I questioned loud, what's loud? Tell me what you're experiencing here with the noise level in the evenings.
Well, I've noticed in the evening after it gets dark, the noise outside is extremely loud. It's the cacophony of insects. It's a symphony of outdoor sounds.
I know that at least some of those sounds come from the chorus of frogs that reside in the, drainage ditches that are behind some of our homes, and from other insects, perhaps cicadas. We might call them crickets in the north. Do you have any idea about that?
Well, being a resident of Southern California, I can't say that I have any knowledge of your outdoor insect life, but it sounds like they're coming from down low, in the middle, and up high in the trees.
Interesting. I'm also going to defer that to Nick Lully, who really has such a fund of knowledge about so many topics, that I'll be back to our listeners with an answer about that. Or perhaps somebody would care to answer me on Twitter, if they know what some of the answers to those insects are. Having lived here for 10 years, I just accept it as a general, normal night sound, and I don't even wonder about it.
Well, as a newcomer, I could barely hear what you were saying over all of that racket, and I'm sure nature lovers everywhere could lend a comment to us tonight.
Good idea. Please respond via Twitter if you have any information on that at all. I'm remembering one of my neighbors saying how they would have to sleep with their windows closed at night, though, when those frogs got to be too noisy. So that's just interesting. Mary Catherine, another thing that's happening here is we are just being consumed by some kind of insect that is not a mosquito, and I don't even think it's a no-see-um. It seems to be a translucent sort of bug that's attacking my hair and face and arms. What about you?
Being bombarded, as you are, Jeannie.
Well, listen, I thank you for tuning into our podcast again tonight. We just saw a beautiful display of lightning in the sky that is not heat lightning, so we're going to be walking back. There is no new activity to report on the sea turtle nest. We'll be monitoring that for you for the next several days, and then we're going to be taking a break, and we will probably be doing some podcasting from elsewhere in Florida, and then we'll be back at the end of the week. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Signing off from the Beaches Online, Jeannie Greenwald and
Mary Catherine. Good night, everyone.
Good night.